every week, which is word of the day.
Word of the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So word of the day every week is always a toss up, especially with these final episodes where we celebrate, our co-host last show. It's, you never really know what's coming. It's right. Always a surprise, a shot in the dark.
Oh yeah.
But we have a really special word of the day.
Today.
Oh, you won't even, see this coming. So
wow.
The word of the day today starts with a B.
Oh my gosh.
Rhymes with Crandon. And ladies and gentlemen, the word of the day from the recesses of the dictionary is Brandon.
Whoa. I didn't see it coming.
Mind blowing.
It's a surprise every time.
Oh, wow.
Surprise inside. So, Skrull Nation and Brandon, you get to take a stab at what your name means.
Okay, so if anyone wants to guess, use hashtag Skrull Nation on Twitter or text the studio 773-325-7341, a number that I now have memorized.
Yeah.
And
he is not looking at the computer.
And no longer going to be super relevant for me to have memorized in an hour and a half. Anyway.
It totally will when you want to text in when you're listening every Friday.
Obviously.
Basically.
Okay.
I have this random memory of being in like the fourth or fifth grade at the East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, Missouri, with my dad, who I know is listening right now. Hi, Dad. And
shout out.
We went to the Christian bookstore in the mall.
It's the best store, I think, in the mall.
In every mall.
It's the Christian bookstore.
And
I actually seek those out.
That's why I'm at the mall.
Also, by the way, our beloved Rima Mandwi, her final show was last week, our other co-host, she's texting right now.
Oh my gosh.
And she thinks that my name means the light of a million fairies. Obviously true.
Rima, you win word of the day.
Congratulations.
You need to go add that to Urban Dictionary, please.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, we are in the Christian bookstore, and I was just like, because I was I was maybe in like third or fourth grade. I was like, oh, Dad, buy me something. I really want something from the Christian bookstore. And so my dad bought me a bookmark that had my name on it.
Yeah.
That it was supposed to, I think it said that it means like a sword or like a tall hill.
Okay.
So
not a mountain.
No.
Just a really tall hill.
Yeah, not a mountain.
Just below just like, a mountain.
Like a hill that like you would if you were hiking, you would be like, I'll turn around.
Yeah. You're just like, better not. Would rather not.
I like the light of a million fairies.
I think that's a winner, honestly.
Okay, if I'm gonna break my name down phonetically.
Please do.
Bran. That's like breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
And dawn spelled wrong is like light. And so I think it just means like having morning breakfast.
That's every good thing. That's just
seriously.
That's just always a positive. You're like, there's nothing better than this. So, oh my gosh. Well, that's an excellent guess. I think you're correct.
Thank you.
And so if we look at the most reliable, source of, origins of names, which is obviously Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Here, let's pull this up here.
And while we're getting that pulled up, shout out hello to my beloved friend Marcella, who just tweeted me and said, happy last day. Thank you, Marcella. I love you. Former Aquable great.
Oh,
so we have international listenership today because Marcella is in Colombia.
Colombia,
much like Shakira.
All right. Well, so we have a definition of the first name, Brandon, and one definition says the name of Brandon, not just Brandon, the name of Brandon has given you sensitivity an appreciation for the finer and deeper things in life.
So true.
So like breakfast.
So like, for instance, breakfast.
Yeah. Right. So you're spot on. Brandon, you can enjoy reading, study, and contemplation about many different subjects.
Oh.
So those three master's degrees.
Just teaching you a little bit about yourself right now.
Okay.
Brandon, you know.
Okay. Whatever.
Who knew what my parents were setting me up for when my mom saw that soap opera she named me after?
Oh my gosh. And because you have high ideals and are a principled person. That's not a correct definition. I'd say because you have high ideals and are a principled person, you are a model for all of your peers.
You are a model.
End of sentence.
Oh, yes. You're just a model.
The Urban Dictionary definition says that you are the most, Brandon is the most amazing person alive. Brandon makes me feel happy inside.
Aww.
I mean,
so needless to say, I think those are very,
very accurate.